Terrific. Hey, it's sunny outside. It's still kind of chilly. Is it still kind of cold? Yeah, it's still kind of cold, but the days are getting longer, and I'm starting to get excited because you know what I like to do when it gets a little bit warmer than this? I bet you can tell me what I like to do. What do I like to do? I like to fish. Yeah, I brought this. This is my favorite rod and reel. And I like to go fishing, and when I go fishing, I get my official, look at that, my official Bass Pro Shop bag full of things, and it even has lots of lures, and these are really kind of sharp, so I've tried to be careful with those, but these are flicker shads. Anybody ever gone fishing for shads? Yeah, well, they're fun, and I also have jelly worms in here, and all kinds of things. I'm getting more excited now. And look at this. See all these lures? And this whole thing is full of lures. And you know what? Do they work? They don't seem to. But I have fun because I can go out there and I can put on my special hat, my Bass Pro Shop hat. So I got the Bass Pro Shop hat, and I've got the Bass Pro Shop, and I've got my rod and reel. And I really don't catch many fish, but I enjoy just being out there. We're going to be talking today about Jesus and his disciples. And do you know what his disciples did for their work? They were fishermen. Yeah, they were fishermen. And do you think that they took out their rods and reels like this and they went fishing? Well, they went fishing, but let's see. Do we have a bulletin available? Yeah, look. On the front, can you tell what these people are fishing? Can you tell what they're doing? What are they doing? Yeah, they're throwing this big net, and it's a very light net and very fine. So they often had to fix it because it would tear. Isn't that huge? Yeah. It looks like a beautiful time to be fishing, too. And this is how Jesus and his disciples would go out in the boat and the fishermen would fish, by throwing a big, big net out. And we're going to be talking about that later. I'm going to be reading the story of how Jesus told them they've been fishing all night and they hadn't caught anything. And then Jesus got in the boat and he said to them, throw it one more time. And they said, oh, but we're tired. We've been fishing all night. Jesus said, throw the net. So they threw it out and it was full of fish. So much that they had to have help to even bring it in. And so they were good. They were good at fishing, but that was something special that Jesus helped them with, too. And so we're going to be talking a little bit about that with Jesus. But Jesus said something really kind of confusing to them. Ooh. When I fish, I do that, too. But Jesus said to them, okay, you're good at catching fish, but now I'm going to help you fish for people. And they said, fish for people. And Jesus said, yep, if you follow me and do the things that I teach you, you're going to be catching not fish in a net, but you're going to be catching people. Do you know what he meant by that? He meant that they'd be teaching them about Jesus and about Jesus' love, and that they would become believers in Jesus too. And so it was kind of like catching fish, but it'd be more like sharing the love of Jesus with them. And so that's a very, very special message. And when I was growing up, we used to sing a song around the campfire about that very story, about Jesus and his disciples. And his birthday, he is a baby. Yeah, and you have your baby. Yeah, and it is a beautiful baby. And, yeah, his birthday, we call it Christmas, and we celebrate Jesus' birth, too. And so I would sing this song around the campfire, and it's fun because whenever you sing fish, you go, fish. So it goes like this. Jesus said to them, I will make you fishers of men. Can you sing that with me? I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Okay, so let's all sing that together. Ready? And whenever you say fish, you can do it as loud as you want to. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. And you know what's a good way to remember that story? Is that we can be fishers of people, and we can be fishers of fish. Because look what, I found some fish up here. What are these? Huh? They're Swedish fish. Yes. Could you take these and give these to Mrs. Adler back there? Because she can share that with the church school. She said, well, we're here. And when you go to church school, you can share those with the church school. And whatever's left over, you can share with the adults at fellowship time. If there's some left over. Okay, good. So are you going to go with Mrs. Adler now? Yeah. Okay. We are going to have a prayer. Let's have a prayer. You pray with me? Okay. Dear God, we thank you for teaching us how to fish for people, which means to show your love to everyone. Amen. Great. Okay, thank you, girls.